Now we have letters and emails sent by readers to the Evening News.
We heard earlier that the noisiest streets in Norwich had been identified. Evening News readers immediately had their say. John L. Norton wrote, "They ought to live near Norwich Airport. They would then have something to complain about." And Hannah Solomons added, "Unfortunately, you cannot make neighbours considerate, and unless noise is due to electrical equipment or a dog barking, there seems little you can do. Sometimes it's not as simple as just moving. However, after leaving one home where we were subject to hearing a couple screaming and shouting at each other every night, I am loath to leave a house I love due to another neighbour who can't control her noise levels. I'm wondering if any local councillors are up for tackling this issue."
Last week, the Evening News had a story about the fall in shopping in Norwich and the rise in online shopping. The Evening News online correspondents responded rapidly. John Smith said, "It will get worse for city shops, which will result in closures as the councillors keep closing more roads to traffic. Pedestrianisation is a good idea, but there won't be any pedestrians if there's nowhere to go." Jen added, "Didn't go into the city at all this December. What with queues for parking and the cost of the same, it was easier and quicker to shop online. Online or at the out-of-town sites like Riverside and Longwater Retail Park. Perhaps some of the economic pundits should look more, a bit more deeply into what actually happened during the lead-up to Christmas. Our family, for example, actually did our shopping at Poundland and the like. It meant when we all met up on Christmas Day, there was lots of joy as we all had lots to give to each other and not one branch of the family had broken the bank this year. As for the expensive things, well, you can only watch so many TVs at the same time and we always visit the sales looking for those genuine bargains, although they're becoming harder to find. As for hitting the shops in Norwich, it's going to be less common as a result of poor, expensive parking, traffic congestion, roadworks and road closures, etc. Why bother? We now rarely cross the ring road for any shopping, and even the scattered sites of the ring road are less attractive because of the poor traffic control on it. That was Man by the Sea. Alchemist observed, "Shopping online is an international trend which is likely to continue. What will energise traditional high streets when they provide a range of reasons for people to go there? We are still living with the post-Victorian model, where people used to trail around several shops. The high street was popular because it was a mechanism for those shops to be collected together. Norwich has a low number of vacant shops and is an attractive place for people to come."